This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach, a live experiment. That's what a local business leader says we're in after this week's state Supreme Court ruling throwing out Wisconsin's safer at home restrictions for the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent decisions by Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to keep many limits on. In contrast, Waukesha County says it's only issuing health recommendations for its businesses, not orders. Steve Boss of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce made the comment during a briefing late Thursday. He referred to the road that divides much of Milwaukee and Waukesha counties.
This is going to be a live experiment going on here in what the impact of removing the restrictions are from an epidemiological standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. On the east side of 124th Street, you're going to have restrictions in place that aren't there on the west side of 124th Street. You know, Mayfair Mall is looking at a different reality than Brookfield Square Mall is.
State Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan is from the Milwaukee area. He says if the two counties are in an experiment, it's one based on an artificial boundary.
The ability for the virus doesn't end at one county line or one municipal boundary. And it's difficult to imagine the set of circumstances that having different rules on one side of the street versus the other is practicable or is the safest and surest way for us to move forward.
The Evers administration has criticized the Supreme Court ruling. But moving on, Brennan says the state will continue trying to expand testing for COVID-19 and contact tracing of those who get the disease. Medical College of Wisconsin President and CEO John Raymond says people on both sides of 124th Street still need to be careful about the coronavirus.
Let's first of all remember that COVID-19 is stealthy and virulent and continues to live around us. We can't let our guard down.
So Dr. Raymond continues to recommend the COVID-19 basics.
Physical distancing, face coverings, hand washing, and frequent cleanings. We all have a personal responsibility to maintain the health and safety of ourselves, and more importantly, our families and our community.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.